Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
You talk to people all day for a living.
Hello, Larry.
But all those easy answers.
All right, we're here. Hi, Mark. All right. So we got Hello Larry there.
Yep. That's what happens when you step away for a minute.
It really is.
You get Hello Larry'd.
Yes.
A show that not one person in this audience has ever seen.
One, two. Crank up my ears a little bit.
Well, one thing they have seen, or they've at least heard about, okay, is what happens when we go traipsing through the wild. That is said to be when we're at our best.
It's debatable.
Everything's debatable.
Uh-oh, look out. It's the cops.
More so than that.
It's
the pigs?
Yeah, the pigs are here? You know what? They probably came because they knew there was a fake hippie up on stage.
No, there's a real hippie here.
They wanted to go drag.
Bring him up here. I'll take those pigs on.
Whoa.
God. What's wrong with you?
He's sick, clearly. Those pigs.
All right.
Hey,
here
by
is
the way,
Cobra with the wireless microphone out there amongst the crowd. Hey, by the way, what?
I'm no boxing aficionado, but I was told that the...
Mike Tyson's here?
That the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight is on for May the 2nd. I don't know if that moves the needle for anybody, but...
Yeah, this had to be ticker. Thanks for listening.
Well, I can't listen, okay? It's the fight that they've been trying to get for like 30 years. All right, I'm fascinated by this dog.
Something wet. God.
This looks like
what?
The sweetest dog. Hi,
the
sweetie.
Hell?
Are those underpants?
I don't know.
I don't want them.
What kind of dog is this?
Rough.
An old English sheepdog.
Is this the type of dog that I used to see on the cartoons that would carry a barrel of whiskey around in the mountains?
No.
That was a St. Bernard.
That's right. Well, does this dog carry whiskey?
No, but he can talk.
Because I like whiskey. Oh, is this the one that can talk? What does it say?
He can say banana and peanut butter, and he can tell you how old he is.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
What?
Let's move on from the talking dog.
Yeah.
No, let's don't. Get him to do it.
It was a joke. It was a joke, clearly. All right, so I'm going to hold the mic down here. What's his name?
His name is Charlie.
Okay, this is the most awesome dog. How old is he?
Charlie, how old are you? Can you tell me? Tell me how old are you. Don't worry about it. He'll be loud enough.
Okay.
Tell me how old you are.
Start
over. Tell me. That's right. He's 4 years old.
Awesome.
That's good.
He just turned four.
He just turned four. Okay, so he knows his birthday.
How old
were you?
Four.
How old were you? Look here. Look, Bubba. Right here, Bubba. How old were you? Don't worry about that microphone. How old were you?
Three.
Now that's quiet. Say three. That's right.
Now, that's
one more
awesome.
Say banana. Say banana.
Wow!
And say peanut butter. Peanut.
All right. Is he drunk? That's how I sound.
I was the peanut butter. Yeah, I like a little piece of bread. It's a peanut butter.
The potato.
Yes. Maybe the little banana. Put some banana on there.
Say peanut butter. That's right.
Oh, you're sweet.
It's a good puppy dog.
That is. Okay, we're getting too close to the speaker. We have to talk to...
See if that chick in the glasses can talk.
Aye. Move away from the speaker. The chick in the glasses?
She took them off.
Where is she? Oh, yeah. This is an old friend. How's it going?
I remember me.
Yeah, she came out to Guys Night Out. Yeah, at Pluckers. We consummated our relationship at Pluckers.
Over wings.
Yes, we shared wings and love.
And love.
What was your name?
Kara. Shared love and you don't remember my name?
Well, yeah, it's typical of me. Forget quickly. So, Kara, as we try to step away from the speaker here, how old are you?
33.
Danny was checking you out back there.
I check her out every time I see her. We love Kara.
The tattooed girl with the big boobs.
Yeah.
It's not so bad to be called.
No, it's pretty cool. Now your tattoos are they are many.
They're formidable.
How many do you have?
A plethora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost count.
Really? Okay. Like over 10?
Yeah.
Now are you with man currently?
No.
Single, guys. Single. So let's line it up here for the tattooed girl. When's the last time you've felt the touch of a man? Was it at Pluckers?
Yes, the last time Norm and I hugged.
Oh, God.
Gross.
How was that? It was like something that was just trying to stand up a little bit, you know, and just couldn't quite make it. Constantly a half.
Screw it, I'm going with the cane.
A little bit less than half.
Less than half?
A little bit.
Okay, well, we try, you know, we all get older. So are you actively pursuing at this point, Karen?
No, not so much.
No, because guys suck, right?
Yeah.
Right? We're all bad.
When was the last time you were in love?
In love? Wait, what?
What kind of question is that?
When was the last time you were in love? Coming from you?
Yeah, this guy? Yeah.
The most unloving person ever? Go ahead. When was it?
Well, okay, so you stepped into this bear trap last time, and I'm just going to let you do it again because you forgot.
No, I'm not.
My husband passed away about 4 years ago. And
Corby, see, Corby?
That was him.
No, that was not me, Corby. That was you.
Look at Danny up there laughing
that
maniacally.
That was you.
More for me. More dead husbands for me.
God, Corby.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make it hard.
No.
You just wanted to what?
She wanted to make it hard.
Well, it's working.
Yes.
Please take that back.
We can't take it back.
Well, okay, just...
What are we, Superman flying around the earth 1,000 times? No, there's a kid with a mohawk in front of me. Wow, that's pretty cool.
You also got a white kid with a giant afro, too.
Yeah, I saw the white kid with a giant afro over there. That's really impressive. It's good stuff. See, there's plenty of guys for you if you like 15-year-olds.
I'm not a teacher from, I don't know.
Pick a city.
Mesquite.
Yeah. Ooh, Mesquite. She hates Mesquite. Where pedophiles roam, according to Kara. All right, well, Kara, well, best of luck in your man hunt.
Thank you.
Your munt. I love you, sweetie. I really do. What, we have to go where?
You got about one more minute.
I do?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Afro Kid.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Speaker. Sorry. Chris. All right, Afro Boy. What's your name?
Harris,
that's a pretty kick-ass afro, man.
Thanks.
How long have you been working on that?
I got a cut last week.
What? How big was it?
Bigger.
Like crazy big, man. I mean, this is really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, how old are you?
14.
So is that eighth grade?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
Highland Park Middle School.
Okay.
Whoa, they allow that?
Do they allow that? Of course they do, right?
Yeah.
You make good grades and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that your old man with you?
Yeah.
Now, old man, did you used to have this, like, growing up?
Never.
Never? Yours wouldn't do that?
No.
Well, that's the
mine
chick,
would.
Do chicks dig it?
Sure.
Sure? You got a girlfriend?
No.
You're right at that age where, you know, girls take them or leave them, kind of?
Yeah.
Can you put together a three-word sentence?
Yes, I've put together a three-word sentence.
There you go.
Yay.
So, are you playing sports?
Football.
Yeah, how's the squad coming?
Good.
The squad?
No.
What position do you play?
Yeah, what position do you play?
Running back.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, is it tough putting the helmet over it?
Don't need one.
How about that?
Does the coach give you the business because of it?
First off, do you know what the business is?
Yeah, thanks, Nucky Thompson. I'm going to give you the business, you see?
The business. All right, brother. Well, good luck. Keep the hair, man. We really like it, okay?
Okay.
You know, you're wearing a Ticket t-shirt, so do you listen? Does your dad, did he get you listening?
Yeah, I listen all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Corby.
I'm sure this is a highlight in your life, so snap a photo. All right, kiddo, you going to stick around for the band?
Maybe.
Come on, Dad. What are you doing? Where do you got to go?
All right, sure.
How much? Give him a beer.
Good Lord. I'll get you a beer, all right?
Gotta go.
Always works. The old beer for the kid. All right, there
good
you go.
Stuff, Corby.
All right, that does it for a little wireless fun. The time is 5:51 on the ticket.
Well, hello, Larry. You talk to people all day for a living.
Seriously, this is like watching two monkeys try and screw a football.
Are you really living your life that way? Portland is a long way from L.A. A long way. You're raising them just fine, but keep an open mind, cause you never know just what they're gonna say.
I enjoy the five people clapping. Thank you. I love all of you. You're fantastic. And thank you.
And three of the five subscribe, so that's good.
And two of the five are related to me. Or they look like they are anyway.
Bald.
Beautiful.
Bald joke.
Beautiful.
Bald and Jewish.
Jewish?
You're... So
that was him.
The most. I can't believe they.
Why are you looking at me?
Right.
Why do you look at me?
The most anti-Semitic man in Dallas radio
history. You know what?
History.
I am so un-anti-Semitic.
You're so Semitic.
I'm so pro-Semitic.
Pro.
That I don't even know what Semitic means. I see. I'm.
You don't
I'm,
see Jewish.
I'm colorblind.
You don't see religion.
Mm. Yeah. No, I don't. So what's up, boys?
We're still trying to figure out why Kat invited us out here.
Who dropped out?
You know, I was thinking of you, David, because we were doing E! News a second ago, and there's a reboot of, what was it?
Odd Couple.
Of The Odd Couple, yeah. Almost said Mad.
You thought of me.
The Matthew Perry, Thomas Lennon thing?
Yeah, and so, like, when I was reading about the plot and everything, they're talking about Oscar, who is played by Matthew Perry, the slovenly one, and they said, well, we had to turn him into a sports talk radio host because, you know, sports writer is just really not that cool anymore.
And it's hard to argue with that.
And I thought, you know what? He's right.
He's very right.
He's exactly right. So is your kid impressed by all this, Robert? Or is he going, what is happening here?
Harry's been at Ticket Stock before.
Oh, he has? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Does he hate it?
He thinks it's terrible.
Do you hate Ticket Stock, Harry?
Terrible.
He says no.
No, he doesn't.
He was born at Ticket Stock, wasn't he?
He was conceived,
I think he was conceived
in Ticket Stock,
yes.
Right. He was conceived in the Texas Motor Speedway van camper.
Yeah. Weren't
how
you were in there with, you were in there with Lawrence Taylor. Didn't he have a gun to your head or something like that?
While Norm was watching.
You're right.
Yes.
Right.
That was Warren Sapp.
So we were talking about this about an hour ago because we did our little Oscar preview yesterday.
I heard
yesterday.
It.
Did we undersell the theory of everything? Because we
no,
had,
it's not very good.
It's okay.
He's good, but
good
the
performance.
Movie's not very good.
All right. He's on. All right.
You saw it, right?
Good individual performance.
He's great in
yes.
it, but the movie's boring.
All right. So if you had to pick who's going to win tomorrow, and not what you want to win, but who you think will win on Sunday, I guess.
I think Keaton wins just because Hollywood likes to reward movies about Hollywood. And he's a success story. He's been reborn again in a movie people really like.
Well, it's almost like the movie was about him in a way.
Well, the movie doesn't work without him.
Well, yeah, for sure. All right, so Best Picture.
I think it's going to be either Boyhood or Birdman. It depends who wins Best Director. Whoever wins Best Director, if it's Iñárritu for Birdman or if it's Richard Linklater, then that will win Best Picture.
So you think Imitation Game's out of it?
Oh, I don't think it ever had a chance.
Really?
Why did I read that for weeks that was the main contender and that Birdman was just kind of hanging around there and would get whatever leftover votes there were? Matter of fact, I just saw an article yesterday that said East Coast Boyhood, West Coast Imitation Game. I don't know what I'm... What am I reading? My child's third grade report or something?
Yeah, you're reading highlights. I don't know. I don't know what you were reading.
Okay. I was just under the assumption, though, that,
see, Imitation, you made him mad.
That Imitation Game was a bigger player than it actually is.
No,
now he's going to shut down and he's not going to talk.
Right. You know how he gets. You deal with this every Wednesday. I know.
So who's your odds on favorite? Boyhood? You going with that one? As far as who do you want to win?
Hey,
what was your favorite?
Like Corby, zip your pants.
My favorite movie.
You have a license to sell hot dogs?
My favorite was Whiplash.
Really?
That's what
that
I wish would
That was your number
win.
One?
Oh, man. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Loved Whiplash.
I loved it too, but Boyhood's better than
it's
that.
It's not. Yeah. It didn't take 14 years to make.
See, that's the thing. And
but a lot of people think Boyhood gets rewarded for its achievement alone.
I don't.
But I think it will. I think the movie's okay. I think it's more of a technical or the sort of stick-to-itiveness that it took to make that movie.
See, but Robert can't relate because he grew up in a perfect home with a perfect family. And
oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just hand it to him.
What?
Now he owns the morning news. Yes. And
first of all, I was never at the Star Telegram. I was at the Times Herald. That's where I started.
Now he takes...
Is that medicine?
It's the Robitussin.
Yeah.
He takes these lavish vacations now. And you can't relate to like how me and Danny do Boyhood, where it was...
What?
Yeah, your childhood was horrible.
Is this another trailer home thing where you're going to try to...
Maybe. She's going to make a mobile home joke.
No, you're I won't. You know how Danny used to sneak out, though, of his house? Just start it up and go. See, you're laughing.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing at the misfortune of others.
I'd like to talk about your boyhood.
Okay.
What was it like? How horribly sheltered was it?
My God.
You might get better answers out of these
dude,
men.
Dude, let me tell you. This bastard would, instead of going to the cafeteria for school lunch, he and his friends would go meet out front where their parents would drop off Wendy's.
That didn't happen every day, right? And
every at all.
It didn't. Well, it. We.
I
had,
was on the free lunch program.
There were three of us whose moms would drive up. Like,
it's true.
When we were in fifth and sixth grade, and they would take turns.
I'm not eating that nasty hamburger at the cafeteria.
I want Wendy's.
I want a triple.
And hurry up, Mom.
Where's my Frosty? This is crap.
And you were getting powdered milk back in the back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The
Danny's
soy powder.
He's snorting it in the back.
As I'm enjoying my triple.
Yeah.
And he's over there crying.
I'm eating school lunchroom pizza, which is essentially Wonder Bread with ketchup on it.
And Danny's wearing his daily outfit, which was a barrel to school, you know? Yeah. His best friend was a pig.
Man, it's like, it is Goofus and Gallant.
There's little Corby with his SEC haircut.
I'm really timely on the references.
No,
which was coincidentally in highlights.
I will tell you one thing, and I think lot of people can relate to this. Sometimes the canal would flood.
Well, you would be trapped there during Christmas light season, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't get out.
We couldn't get out.
All these people just drive by and look at your house.
There you go.
It had to be horrible.
I couldn't leave the house sometimes over Christmas. Yeah, deal with that. Oak Cliff.
That's my hood.
Oak Cliff. Yeah. That's my hood.
That time you got gout when you were little from eating too much filet mignon.
Oh, I'll give you another example. One time in a tennis tournament, we forgot to restring my racket. And it was like 3 months. And so, dude, the tension was all out of whack. I got all my parents for that. I'll tell you that for sure.
What was your first car?
Now, my parents were big sticklers about not buying us a good car or getting us a good car. So my sister, I've told Danny this before, and it sounds extravagant and luxurious, but it's not because...
No. Whenever you go into this...
No.
Go ahead, please.
There was my dad bought my sister a car, and it cost, I think, $1,200, and it was a 1979 Mustang.
Which was the worst year for Mustangs ever.
It was awful. Right. And then I got that, and it was so bad. She had it painted. It was yellow, and she had it painted red, but they forgot to paint the inside of the trunk, so the inside of the trunk was still yellow. And by the time I got it, it had been driven by not only an idiotic girl who was 16, 17, 18 years old, but by all of her friends, all of her boyfriends. It was the most trashed-out car, and I kept that until my junior year in college, where I... made enough money to get my own car.
I thought you drove a Honda Prelude.
Oh, yeah. That was the second hand-me-down from her. And then I got a car after that. Yeah. Dude, I don't know because my dad was the one that was in charge of it, and he half-assed the deal. I can save $28 if you don't paint the inside of it.
deal.
He went to Earl Scheib's.
Yeah.
It's like 78 bucks.
Yes. It's the way my dad thought. But
I think when I met you, you were still driving the Prelude.
I probably was, because I got rid of that.
Like 98, 97?
Yeah, 97, 98. The old Prelude. Now, that was an awesome car.
Well, we're going to have Bob Brunig on talking. No way.
Oh, that'll piss off my dad.
Gensu knife.
Yes.
Well,
okay. I wish we were doing intentional grounding. I miss intentional grounding.
Why don't you do it? I mean, it would seem like...
We actually do it at David's house every Wednesday night.
Oh, it's so sad.
We were
the bottle of wine.
We were going to start a riding campaign.
Yeah.
And just have, like, everybody email Kat. But then we started thinking it through and what would happen when no one emailed Kat.
You're right.
So we decided to back off on that a little bit.
We do it as a podcast, but we don't record it.
That's sad.
It's
just constant emails from Mary and Harry. All right, we got to go.
Boys. Yeah. All right.
Always.
It's great to be here.
To be here.
It's an honor to be here.
Very much.
All right, ticket stock is underway at the Irving Convention Center. It's brought to you by the Texas Motor Speedway. At TMS, get your hands on a No Limits Texas Scratch-Off card. Every card is a winner, and you have a chance to win up to $20,000 from the Texas Motor Speedway. Bud Light is out here. Are you up for whatever? Well, Bud Light is. And the ticket Time Wasters will take the stage here in about an hour from now.
Skull it.
And that is brought to us by Maverick Harley-Davidson in Macho Self Storage. I'm Giorgio. Welcome to Ticket Stock, everybody.
Yay!
We got a big round table here. We got the Bob Sturm Show.
Hello. Yay, thank
Bob
you, sir.
Bob response for Bob. One guy is a big
thank
Bob
you.
Fan.
Thank
there
you.
We go. In the clown outfit, Dan McDowell, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, George.
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, girls.
Yeah. I bet the girls are impressed with that outfit today.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Pictures
it's conversation starter, right?
Right. Tomorrow I'll bring my little puppy.
Okay.
And he's got nothing on underneath it.
True.
You have not been introduced yet. Hold on a second.
Why are you using quotation marks?
On the last second.
Oh, you were on
the little puppy.
Robert Rolonsky's still here. Yay.
Nobody knows why. I'm with you.
No,
understand.
He's an intentional grounding. David Moore's right next to him. Let's hear it for
Yay.
Intentional grounding.
Let's hear it for David.
I am y'all's biggest fan.
Do a quick promo.
And you, for some reason, you don't believe it.
There's nothing
it
quick
can be
about
quick.
Promos.
We got the great Donovan up here with us as
yes.
well.
Hello, Irving.
I feel
I
what
love
Donovan.
You.
By the way, the whole minority thing, I get it.
Wow.
What the hell are you talking about?
We were in the restaurant today together, and everybody's walking over to the table. They want to take a peek at me, and just everybody's whispering.
Oh, yeah. That's my
I
life.
Was the only clown in the restaurant, and I felt...
So minorities are clowns to you.
That's what...
There you go. That's the said. Analogy, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Whoa. I was on your side.
And that is Gordon Keith down there at the end.
Hi, P1s.
Hello. Whoa.
Man, we are an hour away from the Time Wasters, and look at this crowd.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. See, I want to sit in the comfortable chair, but they say that Mike was sitting there and he's sick.
Right. Don't use that headset, and don't use Jubb's headset.
Uh-oh. I was told to be on the outside,
yeah,
not on the inside.
Outside.
Mark, put a scarlet
First
letter on.
First pitch inside, second pitch outside.
Who's that? Phil Sims?
Phil Sims or Tim McCarver. You have to decide.
Oh,
you
it's a mystery.
Yeah.
I thought it was Avery.
So, I talked to a lot of
Derek
people.
Derek Holland doing... Bill
Sarah Collin doing them, yeah.
You know, go ahead, Giorgio. You had momentum just a moment ago.
Well, momentum.
You started to say something out there.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I was going to say. Oh,
I talked to a momentum back.
I talked to a lot
day.
Of P1s who said they're staying for the Time Wasters. Is that right?
Hell damn yeah.
I think we got a great set for you. And I can tell you, because this was a question, I can tell you that one Junior Miller is here tonight.
Now,
there's no question of that.
He is in a mobile medic ICU unit.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
But he is here.
But he is here.
Yes.
So the Regonk flu has now claimed Mike Soroy, T.C. Fleming,
Batty,
myself. Bobby Christina.
That wasn't Regonk flu.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Whoa.
I had some bad information.
Me, Rhines, and now one Craig Jr. Miller. is fighting through it. But he's here tonight because he cares about tickets, ticket stock.
You know, Georgie's out of
Georgie's out of here. He cares about ticket stock and he cares about the P1s. So he's here.
Let's hear it for fake Harry Carey, ladies and gentlemen. Now, one of George's favorites.
That's nothing. Who wants to hear the fake Jerry?
Yeah!
I do!
Yeah! Let's hear it.
Who's going to do it?
That's you. Everybody knows that's you.
Good morning to you.
Yeah! Look at that ball just sail Thank over you. The wall. Man, that was awesome.
What an extensive bit that was just then.
What other what are some of the other voices you do, Gordon?
I do fake Michael Irvin.
Do you really?
Yeah. No, no. We'll, you want to hear Giorgio and I do a little voice-off thing? You do one, I do one, that sort of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Who's going to start?
Well, I already did fake Jerry, so then you would do...
Are you going to play right?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to say more than two words?
Yes.
Because if you don't say more than two words, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play this game with you, Gordo.
I wonder why you wouldn't say that you wouldn't play the game with me.
Hey, Dr. Carter Maxwell.
Thank you. Everyone
Dr. Carter Maxwell.
I like it when you do that voice, though. I like it when you do Dr. Carter.
Is this
Maxwell.
A Muppet? What is this one now?
No, this is Avery Johnson, who has been hoarse for about 5 days.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
What do you mean, wow? You're not playing right. Now you're bailing.
Who here hates this character?
How you doing, Joe? Doing pretty good? Pretty good little action out there.
Good reaction.
That's the only character you do I actually do like.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. The always positive Robert Wolanski.
All the rest of them are terrible.
All the rest of them suck. But that one is fantastic.
I think it's stupid.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
Yeah, I'm about out of voices. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about all we do.
Yeah.
The rest of them we hire outside talent.
The rest of them are Norm.
Outsource.
Nobody knows that.
Norm.
Oh, I had an interesting question for Donovan. Now, you're singing a song tonight with Ryan, so you don't have to say what it is, or you could if you want.
Yeah, I don't care.
Go ahead.
Gold Digger, Kanye.
Okay.
Now, are you going to sing it out, or are you doing the radio-friendly version?
I don't... do any friendly versions.
Whoa.
I can do whatever I want.
There's no way you're going to.
It's Black History Month.
There is no way. There's no
and it's
way.
Me.
Are you dropping the N-bomb?
I can do whatever I want.
This is big talking.
When
Donovan.
I want.
George, I just meant the
five
second
more days.
Chorus.
I was talking about the N-bomb.
Wow.
That is in that song. Everybody knows it.
Hmm.
Does Rhines have clearance to drop it?
No.
No. Because he told me he was going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said that's
close. Oh, really? It was not.
It was I already heard him do it. Was you saying he's doing it again?
No, he was just yelling
backstage. He was practicing in the back.
And.
He was looking in the mirror practicing it.
I feel so much freedom that I can say this word.
Why was he looking in the mirror?
Microphone. I don't know.
Finally, I can finally say this
you
word.
You are a beautiful.
He's staring at himself.
Oh, man.
Chip.
Well, yeah, we got chips here. Now, Bob?
Yes, sir.
You're doing a song tonight.
Yes.
You want to tell the lovely P1s what it is?
No.
Okay. Bob's packaging.
Come on.
It's a big surprise.
Bob's packaging. What about you, Dan?
Yes, we're doing a song. You are involved in it, right?
Yes, I'm told.
That's right. We got to meet. Don't we?
Yeah, we got to go over that.
Got to go have a meeting.
Uh-oh.
That song.
I needed all his rehearsal time.
George left early.
That's an exciting number.
Keep Robert, as a music critic, what do you think of the Time Wasters? Do you think they're terrible? Do you think they're a menace to society? What's your general opinion of the Ticket Time Wasters?
I'm a big fan, really.
Are you really?
No.
No.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I got to go now.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to stick around? I was going to pay you a compliment. Listening when during the holidays.
Yeah, I'm done.
When you did fill-in work, I am generally amazed at your musical knowledge. Like someone can name a song from whatever genre or whatever decade and you
seem
to know it.
And Robert can tell you if it's terrible.
Yeah, he usually says it's
usually
terrible,
it
but he knows who it is and what the song title
now,
is.
Now, what is your favorite genre of music, Robert?
I have no favorite genre, just stuff that's good.
What's your favorite song, then?
You like good music.
I think Wichita Pop. I've always, I maintained, in fact, I think I said it on the Hard Line years ago. I've always maintained that Wichita Lineman is the greatest song ever written.
Yeah.
Who was that by?
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
It was written by Jimmy Webb. It was, but Glenn Campbell made it famous. It's the greatest song about longing that's ever been written. But I do. It's
questionable opinion, but okay.
But no, no. But because Giorgio's favorite Glenn Campbell song is "Rhinestone Cowboy," isn't it?
It might be. That's a great song. I mean, I know it's very as a commercial hit.
All right.
And I like "Gentle on My Mind." But
that
I
was
like
a good by the time too. I get to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a big fan of a lot of that Jimmy Webb, Glenn Campbell stuff. But "Tighten Up" is the other close second for my favorite song by Archie Bell and the Drells.
Really?
Yes.
What about the Sugar Sugar by the Archies? You know that one?
I do know it.
I think that's a kick-ass song.
No, you don't.
I actually do. I love that song.
But David knows a great deal about music as well. David,
yeah, he does.
The extraordinary depth of his pop culture knowledge always astounds me.
Yeah, I'm a very deep person, George.
Do you think
that was creepy somehow?
Oh, that really was. Jeez,
it was really.
Do you think he?
That was shockingly creepy.
Do you think David knows more about music than you know about football?
Yes.
Ooh. No. Oh, that's easy. Yes.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know about that. You seem like you're pretty well versed in what happens in football.
Deathmatch.
Well, that'll be the whole next season of Intentional Grounding.
We'll next year we'll give you a football quiz and him a music quiz.
We'll do that every week. We'll do that while we have Charlie Waters on to talk about Bob Runick.
And Larry Lacewell, about three shots in, can join you from Arkansas.
In fact, next year we're thinking about adding Larry Lacewell on as the third.
Ooh. That'd be great.
Well, we know he'll bring the drinks.
He will.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
David, you a country music guy?
Americana.
What does that mean?
So not the true version, but the little bit more rock.
The old 97s.
For rockabilly.
Oh, okay. All right.
By the way, we do know that the old 97s are playing here tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
And it is free.
Yeah.
Like everything else here at Ticket Stock.
What is Junior's nurse doing sitting out here when she should be attending to him?
Where's the nurse?
She's right there in scrubs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just had to do a tracheostomy on him.
Tracheotomy? Or ostomy?
Tracheostomy is what the hole you put in, and tracheotomy is the actual procedure, so it would be tracheotomy.
Showing off.
Mm. Know about that. I'm going to call you on that.
Well, the actual stoma is a tracheostomy, I believe. Is that right, ma'am?
She's not even listening.
She's drunk.
She has no idea.
She just knows OxyContin.
Okay. She works for a dentist.
Oh, sorry.
Well, so far, I'm going to say this is the best round table yet. I think
it's the best.
Only because it's pretty much the best. And the ticket time wasters are coming up here in about 30 minutes. We're about to have a line change.
Oh, we were on the air just then? I'm so sorry. Oh,
yes, we were. I've just been being told. Yes, we were on the air just right then.
I was saving all my good stuff.
And hey, if that's not enough, Mike Ducey from Fox 4 is out here. What about that?
In fact, you get him next when we're off. This is it for us.
Way to go, Ducey. Intentional Grounding.
One and done.
Robert Wolanski, David Moore. From Intentional Grounding, and yeah, I do believe the Deuce is coming up next on the ticket.
Honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
You're the captain, Mike.
Oh, I am?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Well, all right then. We got one more round table. And look at the size and impact that this one's going to have. There is Norm. Down there, an old school true pioneer of the craft.
Yes.
There is Bob, very anxious for one song in particular that the Time Wasters are doing tonight. There is Dan, in a clown suit, the one who constructed this song.
For the last 20 minutes, though, of his clown life. Right?
Yes, hopefully. His clown career is just about over.
So if you want any tricks or like...
balloons?
Maybe you'd like to squeeze his nose or something.
There are those who would dispute that statement, Mike.
It's funny, his nose is moved.
That I won't be a clown after taking off the outfit?
There is Corby, there is me, there's the great Donovan. And then, look at the star power here, the great Mike Ducey.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, I got a question.
They are not saying Deuce, they are booing.
Here's my Ducey question. Like, do you ever wear shorts and a t-shirt? Look at you.
I do.
You look always dressed in a suit. You always look like $100.
Well,
You've seen him run at training camp.
I'm doing some emceeing work tonight, so I thought perhaps I should dress for the occasion.
Does it make you feel good to know that you are the hottest sports guy in DFW?
Well, wow.
Well, Donovan's said that ever since Babe left.
Right. No. I mean, well, let's consider my competition.
Don't you are do now, that. You are just now the, say that you're the hottest guy and just accept it.
You are now the best athlete on the air in sports in DFW television.
Bill Jones could play a little basketball, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't really count.
But
plus,
we've seen Nui post up Finfrock.
Your mouth is way bigger than Bill Jones. Bill Jones has the tiniest mouth in Dallas-Fort Worth history.
Donovan, I'm disturbed by how much you obsess about the size of Bill Jones' mouth. I'm not sure that's helpful.
He has to yawn to, like, get a blow pop or something. It is that tiny.
Whoa.
What? Blow pop. The what? Lollipop. The sucker. Come on now.
All right. You're say a toothpick. Mouth blow. You know. You get confused.
Keep that
I'm
word
not
out
confused.
Of it.
I know exactly what I'm saying.
You know,
it's
even
tiny.
Even at training camp on the sidelines when we're out there in California and we're all in shorts, the Deuce is always out there in his
suit and tie,
tux and everything. Tony.
Sometimes a top hat.
Might I grab a moment with you?
That's not true. There are days I'll wear a wife beater and a thong. And that's it. Some jandals and just call it a day.
You will wear, I've seen you jogging. We'll take the same jogging path every now and then.
Oh, you jog?
Oh,
okay.
Look at me.
Yeah, I jog.
Can we bring it back to me for a second?
I will see the Deuce in athletic gear then.
When I pass him.
Yeah.
Well, you said it.
Usually Corby's reviving me at that point, yeah.
Now you're doing a song tonight, right?
I am, yes. We're going to do should I say what it is?
No, whatever you want, Deuce.
Don't give it away.
Get people to come out here.
We don't want people to leave. Right.
We heard it in practice last night. It's great. Boy, it is great.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm not sure about that, but it should be fun.
No, it is.
From what I was able to hear from the other rehearsals, it should be a really good show tonight.
What was the clearing the throat?
No, it should.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, what was that? Should be a good show. Come on, dude.
Now, the musical talent of this station just amazes me.
It really does. Thank you.
It's that's true. I'm not being sarcastic. It's true.
Well, you're right.
At points, it will depress you also.
It is stunning.
Is Norm returning to the stage, though?
Yeah. Norm's doing a song.
I am.
Yes!
Well, you don't sound so confident, Norm.
Yes!
I'm not confident, Donovan.
No heart?
No, I'm also contemplating finishing the song.
His name's John Hart. He's the Rangers GM.
And announcing my retirement from entertainment right after the song.
You are not Kevin Hart. You can't announce your retirement afterwards.
I can't?
Kevin Hart is a comedian.
His name's Kevin Hart. He's the Rangers GM.
He's short. He's black.
Think of this crowd might not
Kevin Hart. Right, that's what I'm explaining.
Hey, good job.
Kevin Hart would have been better than the other Hart, believe me.
Could have been.
Kevin would have played less golf,
that's for sure.
The Kevin Hart reference killed.
I know. You see, everyone's just blinking. That's all I tried to explain. You know, he's a comedian.
Wasn't he a pro wrestler?
Just bring up Rich Little. That'll get him going.
You know what? Go back and watch. Go back and watch Rich Little.
No.
He's terrible. He really is. Everything sounds like Rich Little, but he was like
John Wayne.
He was like Gordon blows that guy out of the water.
Oh boy,
he really does.
Say, whoa.
Well, sorry.
I'm glad he said out of the water.
He does.
So you think Gordon blows
that guy
again out of the water? Rich Little. Rich Little was not good.
I didn't hear that part of it. How do you structure that sentence?
He was good for his time. But it's like Dumb and Dumber. Not a good movie anymore.
Boy, you got that right.
You
got
that
right.
Nope. Yep. Hey, go watch The Incredible Hulk. All right? It sucks.
Boo. Wow.
Okay.
So now Rich Little and The Incredible Hulk suck, huh?
Yeah, but different.
What else, Corby?
How about Bluebell Ice Cream?
Different Strokes holds up.
Hello, Larry holds up.
Well,
it does kind of hold up if you want to think about it.
Casablanca holds up.
No, it doesn't, Norm.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Casablanca holds up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Film.
Phineas and Ferb holds up.
Dude.
Ooh.
Okay. So, first off, Tony, what number am I here? Number 5. Can you turn me up a little bit?
Dancing with the Stars.
Tones, thank you. Yes, Dancing with the Stars.
Donald Driver, 2012.
So, I get a text from my wife. Yes, that's right. Ladies, I'm married. But anyway, so they're at a movie with the kids and friends, and they went and saw
50 Shades of Grey?
They went and saw the SpongeBob movie. And as they're watching the previews, it's not 50 Shades of Grey that pops up in a trailer. but Hot Tub Time Machine 2
yes.
pops up for the SpongeBob movie.
Yeah, there's no cursing in the trailer.
Yeah, I know, good. But dude, that's a rated R movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought that was odd. That
I agree with you.
You typically will kind of...
But I should lay out like the crowd.
No. You typically should within the previews, have the same rating as the actual film. I'm assuming. That's what I always thought.
They usually have the same, like, audience. So if you go see yes. a black movie, they usually have...
Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
That's how it is.
You mean a blue movie, right?
Because you guys never go see them.
A blimp.
So when you go see all the Medusa movies or Medea movies...
It's not Medusa, and I don't go see those
when you go see them all, so they'll run all black movies for the trailers?
The majority, yes. I think like, they go with the audience.
Throw Big Mama off the train. Three.
Put Big Mama back in a casket.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Shaft goes to outer space.
So what they're telling you, what they're clearly telling you is that SpongeBob is a movie for potheads.
Maybe. It may be. I mean, did you ever get into it at
Dolomite
all?
Dolomite goes to the fair.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I don't know about get into it.
But you know what I mean. You appreciate it. Sure. It's genius.
Yeah, and I don't know that my kids totally, I guess by now it doesn't matter.
How much pot do they smoke?
Very little.
Okay. Mine are, you know, they're breaking it in. The five-year-old's learning fast.
Well, yeah.
That's why SpongeBob has lasted so long as a franchise, because it doesn't drive the parents absolutely crazy.
You're right. So it came on when your daughter was how old?
Except Patrick's last.
Has it been around 20 years?
No, but how old is she?
She's 25, so she's probably they got a younger one, too. So,
Dylan Donovan. You know,
she was,
how old's a younger one?
She's 16, okay, so it was right in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, that came 25. On probably when she was 4 or 5 for the first
That's
time.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, and it's
legal.
It's brilliant. 5 is legal?
No, I'm not talking to you.
He's talking about Ducey's daughter behind his back.
I'm just kidding.
Right next to him.
It's Ducey. Ducey knows I'm just kidding.
Watch out.
Hey, he doesn't look too happy.
I'm just kidding.
I got an answer for guys like you, Donovan.
What's all that? Right.
Black guys?
Guess who's coming to dinner? That's my answer to you.
It's me, Ducey.
Put that Sidney Poitier suit on and we can talk.
Whoa.
Why do you say it like that? Yeah, it was quite condescending.
Sidney Poitier.
What was that accent?
Is that not what his name's pronounced?
No, it's not.
Pottier?
Oh,
yeah, Poitier.
We need to start doing more bits like that. We need to get more P1s that have daughters that are like 22, 23, and they're like, Daddy, I'm going to... But the daughters have to set it up. Daddy, I'm bringing home my boyfriend for Thanksgiving, and it's Donovan.
Well, why does it have to be me?
Because you're black.
You
That's
are
stupid,
dude. Well, you're
it's
about.
Always you, but we're rolling on it.
Corbin cuts right through to it.
What if it's Ryan?
We're rolling, even better.
That's what I'm saying.
Even hello.
No. Guess who's coming to dinner?
You, right. So
the office Norm.
So right. The driving force behind gathering all these 22 and 23 year old women together is Corby. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, they are. I think they are. But what I'm saying is, it would be really funny if we had a camera rolling when Norm walks in. As the boyfriend. And his teeth fall out in the mashed potatoes. We have all kinds of bits.
Or when Dan walks in dressed as he is right now.
Yeah, hey there.
That'd be perfect.
You want to honk me?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think Deuce would do if I show up with a tux and a corsage for next year's prom?
Oh,
for
my
me?
God.
Oh, no. No. Oh, sorry.
All right.
I lost the train of the conversation.
You know,
he's still thinking about your 16-year-old daughter.
Oh,
sorry.
Whoa.
It's Norm,
dude.
Not me.
Yeah. I would love to carry this on for the next 3 hours or so, but I've been informed that it is time for the ticket time wasters.
No,
we have one more round table.
Oh, we do?
One more round table.
Oh, damn.
Right. I'm sorry, Mike.
We'll just stay here and do it anyway. Okay, it's our final round table for the evening here at Ticket Stock 2015. And we have quite a crew assembled. Well, look, it's Mike Ducey still here from Channel 4.
He won't leave.
Corby and Mike from the Hardline.
Hello.
I think George and Gordo are supposed to be here, right? Isn't it a morning-evening thing?
Oh, it is?
I think so.
Well, someone needs to go get those boys, Killa.
And this is my first appearance on any roundtable today because I am battling the Ragonk flu. And I know that I owed everybody here a hug, and I apologize, but I'm not going to give you that hug tonight.
Nobody wants to touch Craig Miller as much as it pains 90% of the guys out there, lay off of him tonight because it is not worth your time.
No, hopefully tomorrow I will be in hug form and I can hug each and every one of you and I can linger as long as you would like.
Yes.
But I'm fighting through it tonight. You know what? I think I might have that super bug. Did you hear about that?
Nice. No.
It's escaped a laboratory at UCLA, and 200 people have it, and I think I'm the first one in Texas.
Escape a virus escaped a laboratory.
Yes.
At UCLA.
At UCLA.
The superbug.
Check it
out. That sounds a lot like the gay caveman to me.
It was on the news tonight, the superbug. Mike, you work at a TV station. I don't know if you pay attention to the news, but did you see that story?
I was just going to fill you in on that, Greg.
It's Craig, actually.
You seemed perfectly healthy when you were at Fox 4 doing the weather the other night.
Oh, you know what?
I know.
I guarantee you, you were a carrier at that point.
Probably.
Your whole station's getting ready to be wiped out.
By the superbug.
That's a prediction.
Because it was the next morning that I started feeling wobbly.
There's a good chance that there will be no more Fox News after this weekend.
And how many people would notice? We're kidding. We're just kind of kidding about our ratings there. They're really not that bad. They're really okay.
You know, so are we.
We're fine.
I did feel like I needed to come out tonight, though, because I know everybody is here to hear my music, and I didn't want to disappoint you. You'll, of course, pound soup and orange juice and things like that, and I was looking for a neti pot.
A what?
A neti pot.
Hello.
And I don't have a neti pot, so I went in the shower, and I basically waterboarded myself. I was had my head leaned back, and I was spraying the nozzle up the nose until I gagged.
But God, what are you doing?
It was horrible, and then I started laughing at the fact I was torturing myself.
That's pretty much what a neti pot does.
As he's laying there in the shower floor,
when you started
dying laughing maniacally, with
when
the blood trail going into the drain.
Get the water come through your nose and out your mouth?
Yeah, it was doing that.
Nice.
Did you do a handstand?
That's a cool picture.
Well, I was leaned so far back that it was going through my nose, down my throat, and then gagging me.
Hmm. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get better for ticket stock.
Go to the doctor. Don't
doctors.
Waterboard yourself in the shower.
Man. They are overrated.
See, the thing I didn't have is a fever. I never had a fever.
Yeah, I've got the low-grade fever.
Of course, I didn't have the super bug, I guess,
right?
Like you do.
I never check if I have a fever. I have like 12 thermometers, you know, like the...
Those things work one time.
I know it,
and
yeah.
That's it.
You've got 12.
All of them read differently.
What kind of thermometers do you have, Gordon?
They're all anal.
Yeah, they are. And they're all like... They're all, like, colored and...
Well, they're all, like, they're large and black and veiny, kind of.
They have names.
Yeah, they are.
Too far. They take D batteries. Is this a thermometer?
Honey, can you put Otis in me?
God.
Wow.
Use the elephant one.
Sorry, Norm.
You're
too well-respected. And Mike, too. Mike, I'm sorry you have to put
Mike,
up with this.
You know...
You guys didn't have this talk last night with Steve Eager, did you?
Might have.
Hey, did Dan Henry feel threatened after I was in there the other night?
He was a bit intimidated. I mean, you were good right out of the gate.
I felt that.
You were so comfortable.
I know it.
It was unreal.
I know. I'm such a natural.
And I listened to you, and you were right.
And they wouldn't let me give my 7-day forecast, which was going to be spot on.
That's because he was threatened, Dan Henry.
The creepy part was when, during the break, Craig started talking about his own weather center at home.
I know.
Okay? That's what you call it. Great.
Next time, can you ask him in when there's going to be really, really bad weather the next day, and he can bring along George to do the school closings at the same time?
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Monday morning, we're supposed to get ice Monday morning. It may be our first chance to have Michael Irvin school closings.
Yeah. Oh, but you guys don't like it. We everybody else loves it, but Craig and Gordon don't like it.
Gordon originally didn't like it.
We love it.
What are
we
doing, man? Why are you putting that on the air? I don't know, Gordon. I thought it was kind of
Gordon.
Funny. It's not funny, man.
Gordon's
people
like,
don't like it.
I will not show up at work tomorrow if you're going to do that crap.
This is inaccurate playlet that's going on
no,
here.
No, it's not.
No, I was against the fake Craig Way doing it. The fake Michael Irvin.
You were against Michael Irvin, too.
No, I was not.
That's not what I heard.
Man, it doesn't make any sense.
We're the only ones that promote
it. You're remembering a different show host.
This man was against Michael Irvin school closings. I want everybody to know that.
It's not true.
Everybody to know.
Oh,
yeah.
They hate you.
Yeah.
They hate you.
This man said that Jesus doesn't have the guts to come back.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, you just go straight for the haymaker. Like, there is no in-between.
No, there isn't. That escalated quickly.
And the crowd applauded that for some reason.
Yay! We'll harbor Michael Irvin school closings on our watch anytime you want.
It's yes. Great.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we're all having fun now.
Do we,
look at the amount of black on this stage.
What?
I don't see...
Oh, yeah.
I've always said that was a problem, but...
Yeah.
that we don't have enough, but
yeah,
I guess we're...
It's my bad.
Yeah. We're in mourning because Junior has the super bug.
Thank you, guys.
We're in mourning for him.
Who refuses to go to the doctor.
I don't refuse. We haven't had time.
I'm just adamantly against it.
Doesn't your gyno live like way out in Garland or something?
Yeah, it's too far. He's not working tomorrow or Sunday, so I got to wait till Monday to get in the stirrups.
You put the sundress on.
Yeah, he always tries to fake it.
I just don't feel right.
I've got a little surprise for you.
I've got a southern fever.
Yeah.
I've got a southern fever.
And he always duct tapes up his junk, uh-huh. You know, where it...
Why is there duct tape right there?
You don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You might want to peel it back just a skosh.
My girl area's down below. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike and Norm.
I just love watching Norm during these discussions.
Yeah. I've gotten so used to this now.
It doesn't even faze him anymore.
Over my 60s.
It used to make him want to quit. It makes me want to quit every day.
Show me where that there G-spot is.
Gross. Look at Ducey. See, this is great that people can see what Mike Ducey really laughs at. This is what he laughs at.
I understand there's an A spot.
He's all straight laced. That's right, Clarice. The Cowboys are good this year. And he comes out here and just laughs at
Mike.
Yeah, he laughs at G-spot jokes.
Mike ever in his million years of broadcasting ever said, "That's right, Clarice, the Cowboys look good this year"?
Pretty much.
I guarantee you
he has.
5 years, that's all I said.
Oh, you're making me sweat now, Doctor. Oh, Doctor. Ooh.
Are you doing Clarice or are you doing Junior?
Junior loves you, Doctor. Oh, I think I had a uterine contraction.
All right.
Okay. Am I a dilated doctor?
Gross!
Man.
What'd you have for lunch there?
Has the cervix softened, doctor?
Oh, my God.
I think I lost my mucus plug, doctor.
Fox 4 camera rolling on every second
is?
Of this.
Oh, dang it. Look at that.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Expose him for what he is and what Mike is.
A Christian. That's right.
Happen.
They say you can't give birth till it's 2.5 centimeters, doctor.
Where your farm looks bigger than
that. You like this
now.
Play, Reince?
How do you know that?
Stupidest thing we've ever done at Ticket Stock.
What's that?
How does Gordon know that?
I used to want to be a doctor.
Southern Lady Junior?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You used to want to be a doctor?
Uh-huh.
A what? A gynecologist?
No, not a gynecologist. Just a doctor. That's like if I didn't have all my difficulties, I would have become a doctor, I think.
You have a lot of legal problems?
No, just discipline problems and attention span problems.
He barely got out of high school. There's no way he would have made med school.
Hey, did we ever tell Norm about Lady Norm?
What?
Uh-oh. We had that scenario of Lady Norm,
from you, Norm.
That we would go to your hotel room at the Super Bowl and knock on the door and you'd say...
There'd be a lot of fumbling back behind
the
door.
Yeah, we'd hear you doing a woman's voice and then there'd be a lot of fumbling and you'd go into your voice and say, just a minute. And then about a minute later, you would open the door and in the closet there'd be a dress on a hanger swinging. And you would act as if there was nothing wrong.
You're all beaded with sweat and sweatpants and smeared lipstick.
Yeah. Lipstick on his nightstand.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys. Ready to go to dinner?
Rectal thermometer on the bed.
Let that go, would you?
All right. It's time to break. I hope you guys enjoyed all of that.
Time Wasters coming up, right?
Yes. Coming up here in just a few minutes, the Ticket Time Wasters.
Okay.